Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
R.I.P. Right, start that. Right, cough right at Mike.
Big old cough straight away.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Leon. How are you?
Happy Dad Tales Day, my friend.
Happy Dad Tales Day to you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
How are you within yourself, though?
I feel loads better this week.
Yeah.
I have been dying for like 2 weeks. It must have been Friday just gone that I actually felt all right.
So how much did you have to drink on Friday?
I didn't drink on Friday. It was Saturday I had a drink.
Good lad.
But honestly, I don't know how I've been so ill for so long, to the point where I was thinking, have I got something wrong with me? Do you know what enters your mind? Can I see a doctor? Do you know what I mean? Because I've lost a bit of weight as well. Can't you tell?
You wanker.
You knobhead.
I didn't say no.
No, we were laughing in my face. It's like when I said to Mrs., was that any good? And she goes, no. Oh, no, yes, says yes. Says there.
What was she talking about?
What?
What was you asking her? What was good?
Just me tea. See how cooked to the tea.
Well done. Well done. How's your week been?
Like I said, I've been ill. I've been ill till Friday. But I feel loads better.
Am I right in thinking that you was here last week and you was all right last week and then you left
and took a turn for the worst? Yeah, I died again.
On deathbed.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was last week, because you weren't very well last week still.
Yeah,
you coughed in my face a couple of times, and then I woke up next morning.
You asked me to spit in your mouth.
Oh, God. I would never do that. Jesus Christ. I'd rather die, I think.
How much
if I'm on floor needing CPR, don't touch me. That's where we stand. Do not touch me.
Anyway.
I would rather go see God.
Anywhere.
Yeah, the full spot.
Not a chance you're going upstairs.
No, you'd be blowing air in my mouth.
I'd definitely take some pictures of
you. Much later.
In some uncompromising position.
But yeah, so...
How have you been?
Ill.
No, what did you do on Friday? You went out Friday night, didn't you?
I went for a date night and I felt terrible on Friday.
Did you? You looked good.
It took about four attempts to get that photo.
Did it?
It's like, come and smile, man. I don't feel very well, love.
Where did you go?
Bella Italia. It was nice food, nice. Do you know what the devastating thing is, or the annoying thing is? I felt rubbish on Friday. And then it went until Saturday afternoon, she came home from work. And so it's like someone flicked the switch. Because I didn't feel great through the day. But like by afternoon, I was like, I'm fine.
Do you think you just maybe needed her?
What? Needed her?
Yeah.
No.
I
still went very well.
Oh.
But like I said, and then, so it was a shame that I went out on Friday night and I went very well. So I'm not saying I went bad. I wasn't bad company, but I still want nice company.
Whenever I get.
I'm great company, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. I think I've turned to the right moody care.
I definitely have. Yeah.
I think old age has not been kind to me.
Yeah.
Do you ever look back, right? And I know that I've become more moody, or I was not very well last week, because I went to this conference and I did not want
you
to be there.
Was bad.
I was ill. So that was day after, wasn't it? So it was Tuesday. I did the all-day conference. And if one person didn't say it to me, about 10 people said, what's up with you? Why are you so moody? And I'm like, I'm not moody. I'm just really tired. I just kept saying I'm really tired. And I was like, really?
Tired's like a really...
Babyish. Yeah, I'm just really tired. So I feel really worn out. I feel really, like, run down sort of thing. Like, oh. And then next person's like, what's up with you, Leon? You've been really, like, mourned your mood. And I'm like, am I normal? Like, cartwheeling around buildings and places. But I do think I'm normally quite jovial and quite... fun around people. Yeah, I'll contribute. I'll make jokes. I'll try and take mess out of someone. I just wasn't even doing that. I just sat there.
What was the buffet like?
I did. Yeah, this is how ill it was. I had a sausage roll and they have a sausage roll and I think a falafel. And
how very random.
Yeah. And someone else said, "What's up with you? What's up with you?" I was like, "I'm so tired." And that's another thing. When I'm really, really tired, I just can't bother to eat. It's very rare because I can feel after a class feel really like, you know, like, oh God, I'm tired. But if I'm like, you know, like ill tired,
yeah,
I just can't bother to eat.
Why did you say he was tired and not ill?
Because I'm worried that if someone else is ill, they'll go, oh, you give it to me, it's your fault. So I just said, I'm really tired, I'm really run down, I'm really worn out, which I was genuinely them things. And I wasn't ill as in, like, I couldn't be there. I just wasn't right.
Do you know what I always think in these situations? This is a really great opportunity to be really awkward and just go, yeah, just, I've got this rash on my belly. Do you want to see it?
I'm dying or something. I am. Just, like, really just hammer the mood on. So, yeah, unfortunately, I got some bad news yesterday. It's terminal. I'm gone.
Yeah.
It's, see what everyone does.
It's bad. But I'm here today.
Yeah. I thought I'd contribute, do you know what I mean? Go down swinging and
if,
all that.
If you don't mind, stop asking me now.
Yeah.
It's getting a bit emotional.
But, yeah, so I didn't really want to be there. But that's wrong as well. It's not I didn't want to be there. I just wasn't feeling...
You don't want to be anywhere.
Right for a mind, yeah. It was a good day, though. I enjoyed the actual conference, which is bizarre. I think I was the only one speaking to other people that I actually enjoyed. Because I like networking. And I want a networking move. But I do like taking interest in what my peers are doing from different departments. But us being lazy, we table, we've all sat together. And we was having conversations about what we talked about yesterday, last week, the week before.
Same combo.
And so obviously, I wasn't feeling great. I already knew everyone was talking about, do you know what I mean? I just wanted to move for having a laugh and a joke.
At least you didn't have to join in then.
Yeah.
Sit there and listen.
Yeah, but then everyone's like, "What are you doing, Jim? Why are you so mad? Don't you want to be here somebody?" I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I keep like trying to sugarcoat it, it was good. It was like all safety oriented, so it's quite interesting to, you know, get the scare on me.
That's what everybody needs. Yeah.
Isn't it? Ooh, fucking hell.
It's like you're about to drop your guts.
I'm scared of you. I'm this guy needs some fresh pants. This is brutal.
Bad times. And what about the weekend? Did you do football weekend? Was it rained off?
No, it was on. We drove all the way to. I was going to follow coach. So, coach put in group. Do you know, like, this is roads closed, take this road, this is closed, take this road. Because their manager had said, because it was up near Leeds, so like loads of places burst its banks with bad weather. She's like, don't go here. Come this way, come that way. And this message is coming through and I'm thinking, I've got a good sense of direction, but I rely on sat-nav to go, off I go. And one show road closed, I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to follow him. So I pulled up his house and he wasn't quite ready to go. And I'm like, I'm just following you sort of thing. Because if you're late, I'm happy to be late. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, and then he said, oh, why don't you get in first? And I was like, all right, that's fine, I'll jump in. Because then there's no way we're getting lost or whatever. Or...
Yeah, I was thinking them situations, is it worth it?
What?
Like, actually making them trips.
But there's nothing dangerous.
If roads are closed.
Yeah, I do it. Yeah, but you can't not. It's not one as if I was going places where...
Yes.
I get what you're saying. Like, do you know, if it was like proper, if it was like sideways winds, it was belting down with rain, but you want... The rivers burst the bank the day before. It was calm on the Saturday from where we was. So I know what you're saying. Is it worth it? But I think, like, do you know what I mean? They did a pitch inspection, they did all the bits and bobs, and everything was fine, do you know what I mean? So the only thing was getting there. But do you know what I'm going to recommend, though? And we used to do this all the time when we were kids. We'd always meet, we'd have a place to meet, and then leave goal together. Now, I know why we used to do it, because we'd have sat-navs and stuff. Yeah, so it was a case of whoever knew the area would be the lead car, if that makes sense. But now, we just go, right, we're off to here, we meet at 10 o'clock, kick-off's at 10:30. But I was thinking, well, wouldn't it be better if we said, right, we've got to be there for 10, right? So everyone is a 30-minute journey, right? Everyone meet at Hungry Horse at 9:30, and we'll just convoy down. And the other thing as well is, we all meet at 9:30. Hang on, I'll get in your car, you get in my car, I'll drive this for you, drive. Because that'd be funny, but we all drove down there. Yeah. There was 11 kids,
16 cars.
It might as well have been. But I jumped in their car, so that's one car less that we did.
Yeah.
And a couple did go, like the coach picked up another kid and stuff like that, which. I think apart from that, everyone else made their own way there. Now, again, if me, Amy, Ava and Noah are all going, that's different. We're in a full car. But, like, do you know, like, if there's anyone that was, like, in twos or whatever? Because technically, I would have gone in a two until I jumped in coach's car, so...
Yeah, I think it's bizarre. When I was coaching football, we never went as, like, a convoy. Mm. But we did as a kid. And I'm like, why do we not do
that? Yeah, we used to do as a kid all the
time. As well, if you lose someone away, then... Like, say you're in a convoy, you're not going to get lost. Everyone's going to get there at the same time. You know they're not. You're not going, oh, where's Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got stuck in traffic, see what a different way.
Yeah.
It just, I don't get it.
Yeah, and then when we got there, some people, because of road closures, everyone went their own different way sort of thing. Everyone genuinely took different ways there.
Yeah.
And then people are like, next year you're going, I'm lost. I said, I don't. So then people are trying to help them, because obviously they're there, but they're trying to drive We're already at the ground, like going.
I want me out.
It's not rocket science, is it?
What?
Like just to go all at once.
Why no,
would
no.
You, why would you go? I'm going to make my own way there.
I don't think it's anything. I just don't think anyone's really thought why. Because the other thing as well is, so like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Some people like to be there a little bit earlier than others. Yeah. So like, if you're not great at traveling, people think to right. Well, some people's early. It's be on time. Some people's, yeah, yeah, and I get that. Like, do you know what I mean? Everyone gets there when they're ready. As long as they're there for kickoff and they're there enough time to warm up, then that's fine. So I suppose.
We used to do that and then get there and go, oh, well, little Johnny's not coming this week. But if we'd have met, we started doing it towards the end and then we was getting like eight players and being able to go, well, we're not going.
Yeah, because you can't sit off.
We're not going to put a team out. Well, then get there and go, we've only got eight players.
Yeah, well, I suppose we ain't got that problem at the moment, but that could come. But yeah, I suppose that would eradicate that. So, but yeah, how's your week been, mate? Not about me.
It's been all right. I've had three little... I don't know what the word. We should just mention as well. Steph's packed lunch.
R.I.P. It's gone. Done.
I ruined it, didn't I?
Yeah.
I had a bad episode.
I watched that episode, you know. Mm. It's not as bad as you thought.
Right, so I taught spin on Tuesday.
Did someone say something?
And somebody said, did anybody see Andy on telly on Friday? I went, oh, don't, it was bad, wasn't it? She went, yeah.
She goes, thanks, sugarcoating. Oh, God.
And then it must have been the Wednesday you messaged me and said, have you seen this? It's done.
Mm.
Wow. So
you was that quick at canning the show.
I shut the programme down. So, yeah, so we'll be on that.
Although you did call that she's front runner to be on this morning, didn't she?
I think she's in possibly in with the show.
Yeah.
Or she might go in jungle.
No,
I don't think she would. But she was the only person out of everybody, I think, that didn't put a statement out as well. Maybe she's been told she can't. I don't know.
Probably something, yeah. Because the rest of them are just, like, showrunners out there.
Yeah, and subcontractors.
Yeah. Do you know what I wonder? So that studio is pretty much designated to Steph's Pat Lunch. Nothing else goes or films out of that studio, is it?
No.
So what happens to that studio now?
Presumably it'll just be rented to somebody else. No. Whether it becomes an office or not, I don't know. Because you can just put artificial walls in, can't you?
Yeah, but I find it bizarre. The purpose of the built a studio.
Well, on the purpose of Bill.
Because they film on the docks all the time. Channel 4 has its own recording studio from Leeds docks, doesn't it?
I think that's it.
Oh, is that the only bit?
I think so, yeah. I don't know where else where they film. I might be wrong. I'm generally not sure. But I suppose they just shop around and go, like, what can we find? But, yeah, it's a shame, but, you know.
Yeah, Bill, could be on this morning.
It's an experience that we could never buy.
No, I haven't got paid to do it.
And we got paid to do it, yeah. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Do you have it on your CV?
No, but I thought of putting it on my socials.
It's on my CV.
What, your curriculum vitae?
Yeah.
Is it really?
On my experiences, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe I should.
A regular on Steph Pat Lunch, Channel 4.
Maybe I should do that. Yeah, so my week, three little issues, not issues, but three stories, three girls.
Nice.
Three daughters. Ellie, unfortunately, somebody crashed into her car on Saturday. Friday, I think it was. Friday. And then just drove off.
Oh,
so it was in a car park, parked up, somebody's hit it and drove off. And I just think that's really sad.
Bad? I know there's not a good one, do you know what I mean?
It's enough to... It needs repairing.
That's shit.
So that's crap. Lexi messaged on Friday afternoon, but I'm like, she's just started uni, saying, are you doing anything tonight? Is there any chance you can come pick me up so I can do some washing? Right. And we're talking about weather. So she's in Sheffield. Sheffield's where Sheffield and Chesterfield was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Almost there, maybe about 15 minutes away. And she messaged saying, are you still able to get in? Because I've heard it's really bad. So I rang and says, yeah, no worries. We're 15, 20 minutes away. We'll get there, don't worry. Any chance you can bring me back tonight? So this is at 6 o'clock. So she's thinking I can pick her up, get home, do all the washing, and then drive her back. What world are people living in?
How much washing she have to do, by the way?
You should have seen it. She had two massive bags. I bet I did five loads of washing.
Did she stay then, or did she go
back?
Yeah,
she had to, because I had no choice. I was like, absolutely not. Are you real?
What I was expecting to go is, any chance I can just give you it and you bring it back tomorrow, just wash it for me, Dad?
Thinking about it now, so she tried using the washing machines at uni and she couldn't get them to work somehow. So I'm thinking about it now. I should have just gone on the Saturday and gone, right, let's get your stuff, let's go to these machines and get them working.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out and then you can go in and do it.
For later.
And then I'm happy to sit with you while it's done.
Because I know it's very American, but they'll have like laundromats, right?
Yeah, they do, yeah, yeah.
And is it like that? Like, do you know, like we had suds, didn't we? Is it like that?
Yeah. Like they'll have, for all uni, they have like big ones for right. Uni. But then the other hand, I wanted to see her. So it's quite nice to share that. And then, yeah, so I just spent all day Saturday washing and drying clothes.
Nice.
Then took about, so that was that. And then weirdly, I don't know if it's weirdly, but because it's just me and Andy now when we have her on a weekend, I'm trying to build a relationship with her that's just me and her. There's not a threesome anymore. we're not a trio anymore. So like, we just had quite an adult conversation.
Oh, nice.
Which was just nice. It was quite, she's obviously gone to high school this year, and she was talking about some stuff. And she was saying about somebody at school. And we just got, she said, she's a bit of a geek. Andy sees, because she watches like a lot of YouTube, so she sees the Americanism, you know? Yeah. They're the band geeks, they're the jocks, they're the preppies and all that. And she just said, this girl's a bit weird. She's a bit of a geek and she likes to go to the library and stuff like that. After school, that's what she was saying. And I was saying, so then I tried to explain to her, you've got to think, there's maybe a reason she don't want to go home. There's maybe a reason she's not in a rush to go home.
Uh-huh.
So we had quite an adult conversation about it. And she, it could be that she just really liked school. Yeah.
I'd have gone, you need to learn from that girl because she's going places. That's what I've been going. She can read. Get a friend in.
It was just quite nice that.
Yeah. Wow.
But she took that on and just went, I never thought of it like that.
I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah. I was trying not to go too
far. Yeah.
But I say, and then we started talking about the things you've got, you're so lucky to have because not everybody's got
that stuff.
And it was just nice to have quite an adult conversation with an 11-year-old.
Oh, it's cool.
And we was on about summer and she said, she was on about playing netball. And she says, I got really mad, got really angry at netball, and I just wanted to punch somebody. I'm like, you don't get angry. Her interpretation of being angry and my interpretation of being angry is very different. So it was just quite nice just to have that conversation. So I think we're getting there.
It's cool, that. Done.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Sheffield does bring out the worst in me in a driver, though. At least... Every time I go, I call somebody a dickhead. Don't just call them it. I shout it to them.
Do you know a bit I don't like in Sheffield? During you come in, I don't like the entry bit. During you have to swing past Ponch Forge and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that roundabout. I think it's a nightmare. Then when you go past the railway station, you keep going around that road. Then it has like weird like lanes off and like you go like split around. I don't like that because I'm always like, which lane? Oh, I'll go with this lane.
Yeah, I've just about figured it out now.
I am.
So we've kind of got there. But yeah, let's talk about today's topic because I'm excited to talk about this. We've done nearly a 20-minute intro.
Yeah, so we're talking about, I can't remember what it's called. I didn't write it down, I've done my homework, but I'm not writing down on it.
What's sort of the one thing that's wrong in the world right now?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things that are wrong. We're not going to go political, are we? I'm not.
No, but I'm not, I've gone.
Give us one.
There's a worldwide shortage of left socks. Where do they all go?
Just had this conversation off pod about your washing machine.
Yeah.
How lost in your washing machine.
Biggest mystery in 21st century.
Is?
I genuinely lose socks. I've taken up your stance of wearing odd socks. Not today.
Rebellion today.
But even Noah wears odd socks because the amount of times socks don't come back to pairs is beyond me.
Yeah.
I don't get what goes on.
Life's too short to be matching up your socks.
Yeah.
What's
wrong with the world?
So we got a couple on Facebook, a couple of messages on our Dad Tales Facebook group. Dennis said apathy, lack of sense and not helping each other.
Oh, big time.
Which is deep, but it's true. Graham, our Scottish contingent, cost him a Freddo. It's true.
Do you know I ain't seen a caramel Freddo? Used to be Taz, didn't they? Used to be Taz bars.
Yeah.
What happened to them?
I think they're still around.
I ain't seen a caramel Freddo for ages. They were for like a quid now, are they?
Almost. Do you know what, as well? I don't know whether it's because I'm getting bigger, but like bags of crisps are getting smaller.
But do you know what? So this is what really frustrates me, right? What would you rather have, right? Here we go. What would you rather have?
So nipples for fingers.
Nipples. Probably nipples for fingers. I can make fingers go longer and shorter every now and then.
I like to think about hooking on.
So, things are relatively staying the same price, if not going up slightly when it comes to food, yet things are getting smaller. So I would rather retain the size of something, but I have to pay more for it. I'd rather have that way than them trying to pinch the price so you see like a slight increase. So I'd have to go, right, old school Mars bar was like this big when I was a kid. 150.
How many Mars bars can you shove up your bum?
I don't know.
Double now.
12. But you know what I mean? I'd rather pay more for something and keep that size quantity.
Yeah, I mean, sweets and stuff, in that through the sugar tax or something. It's just a way of making things smaller and making it more expensive.
I don't know.
I feel like everything, I've been conned with everything.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. So I've always been under the impression, and how I was brought up, two bags of crisps was greedy. You didn't need two bags of crisps. Now, you need three. I'm sure I said this to you a few weeks ago about McDonald's. You used to go to McDonald's and go, right, I'll have a Big Mac meal, fries and a drink.
And now you're having a cheeseburger.
Now you're getting something else with it.
Yeah. Well, there's
standard, isn't
it? It's definitely getting smaller because when I was younger, I used to make a crisp sandwich. Now, controversy, some people think that's good, some people think it's a nightmare.
I love a crisp sandwich.
I fucking love a crisp sandwich. It must be like a northern thing or a Yorkshire thing. However, I used to be able to get a bag of crisps to go over two sandwiches. So I could have four slices of bread and a crisp split between two sandwiches. Fuck, I don't know anymore. All goes in one sandwich. That, there's definitely a shortage somewhere.
Bread's getting bigger.
Is it bollocks?
Yeah, what else you got?
So the Wi-Fi signal doesn't reach all your house.
Yeah, mine done.
Mine done. So since you've had the extension done, the signal in the... Because it's right at the back of the house now is the TV. And it buffs in and out. I've even got a Wi-Fi booster and I might as well just throw it in the bin.
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
I don't get Wi-Fi boosters. So I don't mind, but I did some research on the best one for price thingy. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It had 9 out of 9 for improving your speed.
9 out of 9?
I mean, 9.9 out of 10 it was, right. Sorry.
What very strange scale.
It was 12 out of 12, I'll have you know.
12 out of 11.
Yeah, so it's like really highly rated because it was like great value for money and then great for productivity of what it's meant to do on the tin, effectively. It is garbage. It is utterly garbage. It just can't keep up with the demand of the router. So the router's feeding it, so then it feeds the TV. And it's like, it goes, yeah, I've had enough right now. I can't do it. Yet the TV in the living room's going strong. So it's not as if, like, you know...
Yeah, mine seems to cock block you. It's like, it like jumps...
Well, like on porn.
It jumps from like your Wi-Fi to the booster. And it's like trying to... If they've got like a laptop upstairs...
The fighting feature.
Yeah, it's trying to decide which one it wants
to do. Yeah, but I think phones are doing that. I think the phones and the Wi-Fi... just there's too much going on in the house. So I need to contact my provider and say, sure, they've got a requirement to make sure I've got coverage all over my house up there.
Well, it's weird because... You'd think your house... I mean, I don't live in a mansion, but...
No.
From front to back.
Yeah. I'm same as you.
Yeah.
I don't get how. So this is the weird... That's the thing that's weird. It can get signal in back bedroom at the top, but it can't get signal below.
Yeah. Because it's something to do with walls that it's going through as well.
Well, it's going through floorboards and stuff. And I mean, everything's open plan now. It's got none of them walls to go through.
My theory on Wi-Fi is it's not real.
Explain. It's not real.
It's real, no. So, if you take your phone, for instance, you take it out of the house, it picks up, it's 3G, 4G, 5G. Is that just not like roaming Wi-Fi? So why do we need Wi-Fi?
I don't know about.
Like, your phone works anywhere.
It's just not because of cellular network.
Yeah. So why do you need Wi-Fi then? I get the downloading thing, but I think that's just a con as well, just to charge us more money. It's not real. If you're top of a mountain, you just get signal.
Because your Wi-Fi is faster than 4G or 5G.
But, yeah, so if they just, once we get to 6G and 7G, we'll be all right.
But we're near enough to that point where Wi-Fi is not necessary. Because E and I were doing a cell signal that's quicker than most Wi-Fi.
It's not real.
It is real.
It's not real.
Anyway, I don't know.
If you switch your Wi-Fi off.
Yeah. My computer stops working. My TV stops working.
So your phone goes... Yeah.
The phone works. And the phone's got its own cellular network.
I think they could have something built in them.
Into TVs and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't just call Wi-Fi, mate.
No. They could have 3G.
Yeah, you can have your TVs and stuff. We'd have to put a SIM card in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I need Wi-Fi.
But we're not far off that now.
Yeah, so we're going to get rid of it.
We will do it. Eventually, we'll get rid of Wi-Fi.
I'm so ahead of the time, it's unreal.
We won't need that. Because, yeah, I'm sure it's EE have now got this thing, that if your internet drops off, the internet's got like a SIM card in it that then that boosts it so that you get to using cell network.
How many people listen to this and just go,
the fuck are they on about? Yeah, no, the fuck are they talking about?
I'm not
they're going, I'm sure EE. I've mentioned EE about 10 times.
Oh, this week's sponsor,
EE. Another one that's a problem with the world is people not understand the difference between your and your.
A woman I used to work with used to call specific Pacific, and she was to teach English, and every time she used to say it, I didn't have the guts to go, it's not
Pacific, that's an ocean one.
Yeah,
it's specific,
but under my breath every time she went on, I think it was to do with her accent or something, but every time my breath used to go, it's specific. Specific, that's but you're at your and your, there and there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's probably grammar bullying. I don't like grammar bullying. But
I'm a grammar bully.
I still don't like it when it's not right. And I'm not great at grammar. Like, so I have standards. Like, if I'm sending an email to someone and it's just between, say, me and you, or I'm sending a message, I couldn't give monkeys if I spell things wrong.
Do you know what the other one is as well? No. And they'll put, I know what you just said.
It's in a K-N-O.
Yeah, and it's just N-O.
I'm not come across that.
It makes me feel funny inside. Not in a good way.
There's one that I don't like is non and non. So N-O-N or N-O-N-E. And people get that wrong around. And that just like in my face, I'm just like, wow.
And you judge them people.
No, I don't judge because
I do.
Because I can't stand on the pedestal when I'm falling off every 2 seconds because my grammar's terrible. But certain things that I have a comprehension of understanding very well with just glare at me.
Yeah.
And I know it must be like for people who can't. Do you know people who are really pedantic at them things? It must drive them crazy because there's certain ones that I just go, oh God, that just... And I can tell you don't look right. But then 2 seconds later in the same sentence, I've spelled something completely wrong.
I think when it gets me is that when somebody's like ranting about something and they've been moaning about something else, and I'm like, yeah, you need to sort that grammar out. You can't scream and shout about something else when everything you're saying is wrong.
Yeah.
Pick it, boy. What else?
Despite advances in science, we still can't figure out how to make Monday part of the weekend.
I think I'm on an 8-day week at the moment.
Do you prefer Friday off or Monday off?
What's that? What? A sheep impression.
I like a sheep now, I said.
I think I prefer Friday off.
See, I actually like Monday off.
Yeah.
Because Friday's one of them days where it's not wind down, but everything seems a bit less paced because you know you come to the weekend and you're like, oh, I can't get that done now, so I'm just going to wait till Monday. I'm just going to put it till Monday. Unless you don't need to, it's like, that's Monday's job.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas actually, if you have Monday off, your Monday's now Tuesday. Your Tuesday's now thingy. And then like your weekend comes better.
What's your favourite day of the week? Let's get really
Saturday.
Boring.
Saturday. Friday, yeah. Friday night to Saturday afternoon.
I was on about this at work today. I was asking him what your favourite day of the week was.
I
don't think you can say a Friday because for 8 hours of it, you're at work.
Yeah, I think Saturday's probably my favourite day. Saturday or Sunday. Sunday sometimes I get a bit like bluesy and I thought, I'll go back to work tomorrow. I've got loads of stuff I need to sort out. Whereas Saturday, I seem to get up on a Saturday and go, yeah, I'm going to do what I want for the day.
You've got Friday's in the rear, or the last week's in the rear view mirror, isn't it? You've still got Sunday where you've got a blank canvas as such. Before you have to think about going back to work.
I do like a Thursday though as well. I quite like a Thursday.
Really? Very random.
Yeah. Because I think Thursday I'm ready for, do you know, weekend's coming. Do you know, that same principle where Fridays, I need to tie everything off that I've not been able to get done.
Yeah.
So it's Friday's all about knocking jobs off. Anything that's too big goes to Monday.
Somebody did say Thursday.
So I do quite like a Thursday because I think, right, it's my last day, so, you know, try and get as much done that sets me for weekend.
And then you just wind it down on Friday.
I'm not winding down, but just the jobs that you can't get, they're too big.
Yeah, so. That you're not going to start. Oh, what else?
People find it easier to split an atom than they do to split a dinner bill.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on the splitting of the dinner bill? If you're out in a big group, for instance.
Yeah.
Are you splitting or are you paying for your own?
It depends who I'm with. Makes a big difference. So,
are you willing to divulge?
No, there's no one in particular.
If I'm out with Amy.
We're splitting.
I just want to know which of your friendship groups.
No, it depends what we're doing and who we're with, sort of thing. So I've not got a problem with, because some people don't like it, you know, some people overindulge or whatever.
Yeah.
That don't bother me, because then, really, it's my own fault for not overindulging myself. But I am the one that probably will look at and go, what's he fucking doing? Because I'll get a bottle of wine. I'll be the one that gets a steak. Do you know what I mean? But I'm not doing that going, I always split this bill. I'm going like, I want that. I'm out. I'll pay for that. I've no problem. Because I've even been where we've been, we've gone, let's split the bill. I'm like, we have to split the bill because I've just bought a bottle of wine. I agree you guys have had a couple of beers, but I've had a bottle of wine here and a couple of beers. So here's my 20 quid from the wine or whatever. And then if we're going to split, we'll split it thereafter.
I've been out in a group as well in a nice restaurant and people have bought wine and it's been split. And I'm like, we can't.
Yes.
I don't say anything because, you know me.
No, but in the same breath, if I've not had any wine and someone got a bottle of wine, I would be that person then going, no, we'll just split it all the way, don't worry about it. Do you know what I mean? Swings and roundabouts. Mm. But then I'll cut myself off next time around because I'll be like, nah, yeah, pay for my wine. I'm not having it. We went somewhere once and that sort of happened where I wouldn't let them buy the wine, but then went out another time and it was like, yeah, let's just split it all. So I'd like sort of double done myself somewhere. Yeah.
So when we go for our Indian night, because you take drinks with you,
yeah,
it's very different. But I think after the first,
I'd know if I got invited.
After, yeah, it's not that you don't get invited; you have been.
I know.
I'm just blocking you from going.
Do you know, to the point where I was with somebody and they was talking about it, and they said, "Oh yeah, you're not on about because you come on Indian night, don't you?" When we're there, and I'm like, "I'm not being yet." They was like talking like I was there, and I'm like, "I am being."
Yeah, I keep telling them you're not allowed.
I'm coming to the next one. I tell you.
You know.
Wazel's on one of the shows, so I'm going to tell him I'm holding my cowboy.
I'm going to tell him you're not allowed. And I was told at the very first one, have a starter. I'm quite happy with my main.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody said, no, have a starter because you're paying for everybody else's.
Yeah, yeah.
So since then, I've had a starter. But I'm happy with that.
Is that what happens? That one? Just split?
Yeah, just split. But it's fairly even.
But yeah, everyone's having meals out there. It's not booze and that's included. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I think once drinks get involved, that's when it becomes. Because if you go, well, I'm driving, we'll have a Coke and that's it.
And yeah, and you're splitting someone's beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, once again, so I'm quite odd in the fact that I will happily, if I've ever indulged, I'm happy to go, no, you can't pay for all that and, you know, contribute more. But then if it's the other way around, they've overindulged, I'm like, nah, don't worry about it, just split.
Yeah, but without you going, you kind of have to take your bill out completely and go, I'll just pay for
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because even if you put a little, you know, whatever extra in, other people are still paying towards it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, not if I've bought a £20 bottle of wine, I put the 20 to knock it off. So that's off the bill now, and then we divide the rest by that. Yeah. That's what I try and do.
But when you've had three bottles of wine,
yeah,
you're putting 20
just for one. But what I'll do as well is, so that's the other thing as well. So if there's a couple of us, I think I've done it before when there was like, say, three of us having wine. So we've said, right, we will pay for the wine and then we'll split the rest. So we've like knocked our wine out because we've had a few bottles of wine.
You've got to be thoughtful, I think.
Well, I just think if you're not a wine drinker, then, because wine is expensive compared to like lager and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
It's in a bottle. It's in a restaurant.
Yeah. So if you're not, and I love going out and having a glass of wine with
my mum.
She loves it. But like I say, if I'm eating out, I do like a glass of ale or a bottle of two.
Yeah, you might as well have a bottle.
Yeah.
You've got a bottle.
Yeah.
Don't mess about it. What else we got?
We're in an age where we have more remotes than devices. That's a problem. I have TV remotes left, right, and centre. I have things for my chicken radio thermostat. I have all sorts in my house at the moment. Lexus, left, right. I can. I like to control half of my house at the moment. I'm like, do you know who
not your wife?
That kind of that. But if you'd have said to me, because I am not old school, I do like gadgets and gizmos and stuff. But if you'd have said to me like 10 years ago, oh, you're one of the people that control your lights and stuff from Alexa, I'd have gone, nah, I'm not that type. Or plug sockets and nah, I'm not that guy. I'm that guy.
I think we've kind of pushed into that though.
I'm that guy.
Yeah, this conversation, I think it was part of the conversation I had with Andy about controlling stuff in labs. And like everything's on your phone now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you go to work and you've left eating on, you can just go on your phone and switch it off. Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's good for the environment.
I'm there now.
Yeah.
So when I go on all day, I've got timers set for my lights and all sorts to come on and off. So
on the lamp.
Yeah. I've got some. I've got the train going around with the inflatable thing on it, like it's dancing around my house. Oh, it's not long now when Christmas is out, isn't it? Yes. Can't wait. Halloween soon.
Oh god.
Ava said to me tonight, I have a picture from June Astrid, Brad, we haven't got anything out for Halloween yet. Everyone else has. I was like, we'll do it this week, dear. We ain't got any pumpkins out yet.
No, I think I've managed to skip that.
You know, pumpkin carving this year?
No, because I've had them this weekend. It's a bit early.
I think it's early, but there was an house that was dressed end of September.
That's my problem with it, though.
Getting earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
We're going to go from one season, one holiday to the next. So, like, we'll finish Christmas and we'll have the house decorated for Easter. We'll finish Easter and have it then decorated for Halloween or something. We'll have it all year round.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I asked in the office today, what's the worst thing? Elliot says the lack of maturity in his colleagues.
The lack of maturity. In my colleagues.
Did he say it like that as well?
Tom says the lack of football on yesterday.
Oh, no, that really annoyed me.
Yeah.
Really. So Saturday seemed to be crammed with games. An early kickoff, 3 o'clock kickoff. There was then like a 4 or 5 o'clock kickoff on there.
Yeah.
And then there was an evening kickoff, but then one game on Sunday. Have a word. And the game on Sunday, it turned into a decent game, don't get me wrong. But on me looking at it, I'm thinking, I don't want to watch that. I'd rather watch some. Do you know, some of them fixtures could have been shuffled around. And we had North London Derby. Is it North London Derby? It's just London Derby, isn't it? We had Chelsea versus Arsenal.
Yeah, Tottenham, Arsenal's North London.
Yeah, so it's but
London Derby. Yeah.
But that game was on. And I'm thinking, put that on Sundays, like a blockbuster Sunday game.
Shit. Tom also did say, what's really wrong with the world right now is buffering.
Yeah.
Don't know what he's referring to.
I don't know, buffering.
It's like when you're watching something and it pauses while it's kind of low.
And the wheel spins.
Yeah. I think it, I don't know what he's referring to.
Do you remember when you used to go on the internet and you'd like be loading a picture and you'd like, it'd like you a little bit, then a little bit, then a little bit, a little bit.
It's like the preview to Naked Attraction.
Oh, man.
And that's George, he said supermarkets. It's wrong in the world today. He's got a good point there because I think it's people. My thing wrong in the world at the moment is people. People are, said this before, stupid.
So
gullible.
I went shopping on Saturday afternoon. And I appreciate it. There was two tills on and they'd sort of wound them both down, if that makes sense. So there's only a few. They shut one, and as they shut one, I said, this till's closing. But the one was still open. So it just so happened about 12 of us seemed to descend on this one thingy. So I'm looking back and thinking, Christ, where's everyone come from? Didn't believe he'd reopen it. So he's still got one more customer at his thing. He's about to shut his tills. He's got one more customer on conveyor belt. Yet there's then 12 of us queuing. I'm like, is he not going to put that back on sort of thing? And he didn't. So all of us like queued up for this one till. I was like, why can't I just reopen the till? He ain't going nowhere.
It's shut
shut for it's, 4 hours.
It's weird because we're having another supermarket built in our town. And people are moaning at it, going, what do we need another supermarket for? You go in any supermarket in our town and you will queue. So that, to me, tells me that we need another supermarket in this town.
Or is it them just throttling us into staying in the store?
Either
or we'll buy something more.
Either
hey, do you know what I don't get?
Hey, what don't you
get? Do you know that self-scanning thing?
Yeah.
So you do shopping as you go around. Tesco's do it, don't they?
Yeah.
So you scan your shopping and then you just walk out.
No, so you have to pay for it.
I know that, you numpty. But because people, genuinely, right? So I was watching somebody the other day and I was fascinated. But they're scanning and bagging. Scanning and bagging. So they're
actually. Bag as you go around.
So they're bagging their own bags. So they're bagging up as they go, putting all the revs in the bottom and the thing in, they're bagging up. And then obviously I saw them going to the thing and then I lost sight of what. I don't really know what happened there. Who's checking that?
So periodically it will pick one out. So if you go, he'll go, right, I want to check yours. And it'll call somebody over. They'll go through all your shopping. It's the right shithole.
So if you don't get called out, you could be stealing loads?
Potentially. I don't know how many get checked. I think I've done it about 3 times. I think I've been checked every time.
Have you?
Yeah.
Dodgy fast.
Yeah, probably.
Dodgy looking, yeah.
Absolutely. Right, let's wrap it up.
I'm going to start doing that. He's like, next week, I do apologise, no cap with us. He got arrested for stealing.
He's in Alabama.
There they go, old slammer.
Right, I'll see you next Thursday.
Stay safe, mate.
Keep smiling.
Stay safe.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.